other. It's a good idea, break a promise to your mother. That's us before we got there. That's morning time before we got there. That's morning time before we got there. That's morning time before we got there. I just wanna be by you. Hard as that can be, it's never too hard. It lives our love to see by its own light. Yo, good morning, everyone. This is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I've got a pretty exciting queue of music planned for y'all. I have sort of some old, but mostly new. Kind of a bit of a... The way that I'm kind of looking at it is, other than this song, which I'll talk about in a moment, kind of a primer on what I've been listening to, a.k.a. The Zeitgeist, a.k.a. Boomcat.com recommendations, plus some other random stuff. You know, I don't. That doesn't really mean that much to anyone but myself, but that's what this is all about, you know? Yeah, yet another week of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Today we're starting off with That's Us / Wild Combination by Arthur Russell. I was just listening to this yesterday on my walk home after class, and it was nice. It was hitting. It's a really nice song. Arthur Russell really has a way of doing things. Well, he used to, because he's dead now, unfortunately. Rest in peace, Arthur Russell. He had such a good post-disco register. And when he tapped into that, I feel like that's his best material to this day, including the song. So anyways, I'll let you hear it, and I'll be back on the mic before too long to talk about the rest of my tunes. Keep it locked for the next hour. Again, you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and I'm your host, Jack. Thanks for tuning in today. It's a walk in the morning. Million souls Say some words while this song closes out and the next one begins. Last couple tracks, again, that first one was That's Us / Wild Combination by Arthur Russell. Hope you enjoyed that. Then after that was Enough by Mark William Lewis off his record Living, his only full-length effort so far, and a pretty good one at that, although some might say that his EP work is a little better. And then similarly, the song after that was By the Doorstep by Gyeongsu from his only full-length record, as opposed to his EPs, titled Deficiency, which came out a few years ago, but I only got to more recently. I think Gyeongsu is kind of an up-and-comer in this sphere of left-field guitar-y stuff. I don't know. I like what he does. That last tune was I Don't See Myself Tonight by Jonine. Jonine, also known as the singer from Hate Rock, also known as Legend Icon, also known as really good at making music, and there will be a little more from her later in the set, I believe. Yeah. I don't know. I've just liked that song a lot. Nice and comfortable. Whatever. I don't have too much to say about it. And then this one playing now, which I'll let you listen to in just a moment, is Estrella por Estrella by Joshua Chukimia Crampton. From the album titled The Same Thing, which came out last year. Pretty good, I think. It's just like instrumental weirdo guitar music, but I certainly enjoy it, and I've been revisiting it more lately. But yeah, I'll let you listen to that. I'll be back on the mic before too terribly long. Maybe read a PSA or something, get a little crazy. But yeah, for now, enjoy this.
if you go. Thank you.
Do a little bit of talking just as the song concludes as the next one begins. Just a moment. Sorry, I dropped the PSA binder, so I had to pick that up because there comes a time in every great radio show where I got to do a PSA. So today's is about uninsured healthcare costs. In the healthcare debate, it's often stated that the uninsured drive up healthcare costs for everyone else because they use medical services without paying for them, ultimately shifting their bills along to those with insurance through higher premiums. While it is true that overwhelming medical expenses are a factor in more than 62% of all personal bankruptcies and that each year there are $57 billion in unpaid medical bills, the fact is that those $57 billion represent just 2.2% of the $2.5 trillion Americans annually spend on healthcare. Compare that 2.2% to retail shoplifting losses, which can run as high as 15%. Focusing in on where the expenses really are, just 5% of Americans account for half of all medical costs, and the majority of them are older, white, and already covered by a private or public health insurance plan. Many of them suffer from so-called lifestyle diseases such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease caused by poor eating choices and a lack of physical activity and exercise. That's a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I'm going to be honest, I didn't read that whole PSA until just now as I was reading it on the air, and that's a really, like, I felt like that was very pointed at, in a lot of different directions. I don't know. I would say more on that later, but no more on that, really, later or now. To recap those last couple tracks, let's see, we had that Joshua Tree Kimia Crampton song, as we discussed. And then after that was the new Astrid Sun remix of The Trail by Mount Kimby, hot off the presses, just came out a couple weeks ago. Nice stuff. I mean, Mount Kimby was one of my favorite artists, or groups, whatever, back in high school, and Astrid Sun is just like the GOAT, basically, so I rock with that majorly. And then after that, Unrecognizable by Lalina from the record Unrecognizable. Came out last year on Relaxin' Records, her own imprint, and boy, what an album. It's just very nice, very good, and I've really been digging that song lately. And then after that, we had Milan W., Helium Queen, from his record In Bloom, which came out a couple years ago. I've been playing a lot of tracks from the new Milan W. album, which came out last year, and it's one of my favorite releases of the decade thus far, and one of my favorite releases in general for the last many months. But I've just been revisiting some of his old stuff, and the record In Bloom, which was, I think, quietly released independently a couple years ago, just doesn't seem to have gotten as much shine as the new one, but I think it's quite good. It's all instrumental, which can be a little less engaging than, like, the beautiful, like, perfection pop of the new record, but it is what it is. And then right now, I have Blue Joe by CS and Cream playing, the great Australian electronic experimental freaky music duo. One of them is married to Janine, who I played a song from earlier and I will play a song from shortly. So that's kind of cool. Fun fact for y'all. Anyways, this is from the record The Butterfly Drinks the Tears of the Tortoise, which came out last year on the Trilogy Tapes. It wasn't my favorite when I heard it. I thought it was cool, but I didn't really fall in love with it until more recently. I've heard other CS and Cream work that I didn't really like, but this one's just clicked into place for me, especially alongside In Bloom by Milan W. I find that they both fulfill kind of similar roles for me in a way. I've sort of talked over this already, but if you want something super out there and strange, I highly recommend The Butterfly Drinks the Tears of the Tortoise by CS and Cream. Again, this track is titled Blue Joe. After this, we have another bit of Astrid Sun stuff for you. I've got Boost from her album Great Doubt, which came out last year, and anyone in the know knows that Great Doubt was one of the best albums of 2024, and is leading the path for some of the best music of the decade thus far. So I'll let you enjoy that. I've got Boost by Astrid Sun once again from the record Great Doubt, and I'll be on the mic in a little bit to discuss a little more. Thanks for tuning in. We've got about a little more than 20 minutes left, so keep it locked and keep enjoying. Thanks for being with me today.
Looking for the shadow, and you only got the night. Don't be lonely when you know you couldn't make this thing right. Don't be scared, don't look bad. Make this thing right. Said you know, said you know, said you know. And you're standing. Said you know you're gonna make this thing right. Said you know you're gonna make this thing right. Said you know you're gonna make this thing right. Then you know we gotta make this thing right. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know we gotta make this thing right. Said you know. Yeah, you know it wasn't. You know that it was wrong. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. So when you know you're gonna make this thing right. So when you know you're gonna make this thing
right.
A lovely little triad of songs we had there. Again, Boost by Astrid Sun, then Affection by Tirza, and finally that last tune was Ornament by Janine, who, as I mentioned, I was going to play another track from. Here's another from Milan W's record In Bloom. This one's called Spa. I'm going to do a little talking over it just because I haven't gotten too much time to talk today, and I like to do that. I don't really want to talk about NBA basketball right now because I watched the Orlando Magic just totally blow a game to the Chicago Bulls yesterday, and it left me in an unfortunate, sad state. Not really. I got over it, but it was still upsetting. I'm going to go later today and watch Tufts basketball, which is exciting because I've never really done that before. They're playing Yeshiva University for like the D3 tournament or something of that sort. Go Tufts. I hope we win. Yeah, go us. Anyways, not too much else going on, so I guess I'll continue talking about the music. Astrid Sun, Great Doubt is a must hear if you're into any kind of off-leaning pop music, any kind of gentle, introverted, electronic type of stuff. It really just checks all the boxes for me. And then after that, again, Affection by Tirza is from the record Devotion, which came out in 2018, but still stands strong and tall as one of the... I actually feel like it came out before 2018, but I might be bugging out. No, 2018 is right. I don't know. Either way, it's really a titanic piece of experimental music in the last couple years. And to me, it sounds super in line with things that we're hearing today still, such as Astrid Sun or new Janine music, which I think is really a testament to Tirza's vision. She is all-time one of my all-time favorite artists, one of the all-time experimental music key players. I don't know if I'd actually say that, but I would say over the last couple years, she's really done some amazing things. The fact that was about 5+ years older than a lot of the stuff I've played today. In fact, that's other than the Arthur Russell song, of course, that was by a good deal the oldest tune on my queue today, and I don't know, it fits right in. That's all I'll say. And by that's all I'll say, I mean I'll say a lot to just say that. And then again, Ornament by Jonine. Instead of being from some of her older material, like the earlier song I played from her, this is from, or Ornament, which played last, so it's not really this, it's that. That was from Southside Girl, which is her album that she released last year. And I've talked about that a little bit on air before, because I've definitely played songs from it, and I'm like having flashbacks to talking about it before, but she just did such a good job on Southside Girl of blending field recordings and beautiful, kind of haunting, intimate, singery, songwritery pieces. She's really just, I don't know, she has a real handle on gentleness on it, which I think is amazing, especially considering her sort of development as the lead singer, the only singer really, of Hate Rock, who certainly didn't sound quite like that when they came about in the late 2000s, early 2010s. I'm sort of just talking about things only I feel like I know about now, but it is what it is. I really love Southside Girl by Jonine. It took me a couple listens to really like envelop myself in the ambiance it provides, but through field recordings and through her beautiful kind of breathy voice and all of that, it really just shines to me as one of the better works from last year. And then I don't really have too much to say about Spa by Milan W, because I've already talked about that album plenty, and I also totally talked over that song. But yeah, I don't know, I'm really feeling the music today. I'm feeling good stuff, I'm enjoying it, I hope y'all are enjoying as well. We've got about 10 minutes left. I'll be back on the mic probably around the end of this song, which I guess I can quickly introduce. This is Green Blue Amnesia Magic Haze by Actress from his record 88, typed out in Roman numerals, which came out in 2023. One of my favorite Actress albums, honestly, although he's got one of the most consistent discographies in all of electronic music, and one of the most underrated, I might argue. This is just kind of a beautiful little calming, peaceful, ambient tune, so I'll let you hear it. I'll turn it up a little bit so everyone can get it nice and clear, and then I'll be back on the mic to sign out in just a couple minutes. All right. While this plays out a little bit, I'm going to just give a little intro to my final tune, which I don't have too much to say about, and then I'll say what I have to say before I have to, unfortunately, vacate the station until next week. Unless I pick up a sub slot, but I doubt I will this week. I'll be around eventually. I don't know. That was a sentence that I didn't really know how I was going to end it. Anyways, again, this is Green Blue Amnesia Magic Haze by Actress from the record 88, released in 2023. Go check it out. The first track on it, too, is one of my favorites by Actress, Push Power. Actress is the GOAT, one of the best musicians out there, if you ask me. Big fan of the guy. For my final track, we have Heavy Knot by Guest, which is from a compilation I just found out about called Always and Forever that features just like a real grab bag of like a lot of guys I've heard of, a lot of music I've enjoyed. But yeah, I don't have too much to say about it, so I will say thank you all for tuning in today on this beautiful Friday afternoon. It's afternoon because noon happened when I started the show. If you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day. And if you're not listening, I also hope you have an amazing day. This has been the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Again, have a great day, listening or not listening. You heard me. This is Heavy Knot by Guest. Enjoy.